Time now for Watch Your Eyes, a weekly program series to educate families on proper eye care. Brought to you by Oliver Eye Associates in Rock Hill, providing optometric services and vision care products since 1963.
So, Dr. Scott Oliver, we've dealt with a lot of different medical issues on Watch Your Eyes, but I never knew that optometrists dealt with sleep apnea.
We sure do. We don't actually treat it. We don't diagnose it, but we do see risk factors that could lead to sleep apnea. We had a patient the other day that he had a very specific type of condition on the eye called an optic nerve head hemorrhage. And they can only get optic nerve head hemorrhages from a couple of different things. And one of those is sleep apnea. And so I had the guy get evaluated by his cardiologist, and cardiologist diagnosed sleep apnea, prescribed a CPAP machine. And unfortunately, he did not get the CPAP machine in time, and he died from sleep apnea at night. I'm not saying this to try to scare people. I'm not saying this to try to prevent the things from happening or early diagnosis, but that's everything is early treatment or early detection.
We've done a number of programs with Carolina Cardiology about sleep apnea.
Right.
It's a very common issue, mm-hmm. and it also can be a very serious issue, as indicated by your story. It is not something you want to mess around with.
No, not at all. It can really give you poor sleep, but it can also end your life.
Yeah. And when somebody tells you to get tested and you find out that you do have sleep apnea, follow the instructions, do what needs to be done. But again, it just goes to show the value of having these optometric examinations to find out stuff you don't even know exists.
Right, and he didn't do anything wrong. He just had some really bad luck.
Dr. Scott Oliver, thank you.
Thanks, Manny.
Join us next week for Watch Your Eyes, brought to you by Oliver Eye Associates on Wilson Street in Rock Hill. We believe life is all about your vision.